The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And yes, we have a very pretty woman in the studio this morning, Christina Leavenworth, and she is representing the Leavenworth team with Levin Rinke Realty.
Aw, thank you. You're so sweet.
Good morning, pretty woman. She's got her bright pink on and a blonde hair and a big smile. I mean, I want you to sell my house.
Aw, well, you should be a realtor, too, because you're gorgeous.
Oh, stop. Okay, keep going.
No. I know, right? You're like, you know, please keep telling me.
Okay, getting on to more serious topics. You're here to talk about real estate, the market, how things are going here in Pensacola. So bring me in and what's happening.
Encouraging people to send in their questions. That's the most fun.
Yes.
So you don't have to hear us talk about like the same things we often talk about. So send in questions. Try to stump me. It'd be fun.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are off work today. So hopefully you're listening to this. Maybe you're getting some yard work done. Or maybe you're at your house going, I don't really like this place anymore. I need to call Christina.
Yes.
Either way, we can come out and let you know.
Send your questions in to our line this morning or text it in at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
Yes, we'd love to get that. But the Fed met yesterday and they're staying stable. They're not raising rates. They're not lowering them. That's what we expected. We didn't expect anything huge. And even if they did lower them, I don't think it would make a big dent into our interest rates unless it was a massive cut.
Right.
Because yes, it's kind of follows what the Fed does, but it's more tied to treasury bonds. And I geek out so much on the economics of all of it because I need to know like what's going to happen.
Well, it's confusing to a lot of people. So can you talk a little bit about that?
It's difficult to say, hey, this is what happens and then interest rates are going to go down the next day. So that's not how it works. It's a trickle down effect. And when inflation isn't great, that's when they bump up those interest rates to try to get it under control. And they're just staying steady. We're staying in the 7s, sometimes 6.5. But the thing is, there are a lot of programs out there. I got an email the other day for a builder doing 3.9% interest rates. We have a lender we work with where it's this buy down. It's called List and Lock, where you can advertise a 4.875% interest rate, which is very reasonable. And I love doing this with my team all the time, just really looking at what a payment might look like. So what we do is we'll put in different prices and we'll go, okay, let's look at this as 7% versus it being 5.5% and say, man, they're saving a couple hundred dollars. And really looking at that and just looking at affordability and what people want. So when we talk to people, it's not always about what's the price of the home, but what do you want your payment to be? And really dialing down that to make sure that that works for you.
We've got a listener on the line right
awesome.
Now that has a question for you, Christina. So hang on a second. Good morning, Earl. You're back again with us this morning.
Well, I just was talking with my niece this morning about what the strategy is for a young couple with a growing family. And I said, well, yeah, the rates are pretty high now, but while I wouldn't take a loan that, you know, is a short-term loan, which then resets after a year, I think you could take a 30-year that you could probably refinance. What's your advice on strategy for young people to get a house and not kill themselves financially for, you know, the next decade?
I love it. Thank you, Earl, for that question. So right now, a lot of the new builders, that's probably the route I would go because they are offering like 3.9% interest rates. And what you also get with this newer home, you're going to have lower insurance, lower bills, and hopefully it just grows in value. If they told me they're going to only live in that home for a year or two, I probably would say you should keep renting until you can say you're going to be there for a while. But get in now as you can build that equity where you're not putting all your money toward rent. And right now, a lot of these homes, these new constructions, they're cheaper than rent in our area. To get a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you're probably looking at $1,600 to $1,800 depending on the area.
It's so true.
And we're seeing like where if you're at 3.9% and maybe a $275,000 house, your payment's around $1,500 when you look at everything. So I would definitely do that. And we have these relationships. So Earl, my number, if you want to just give it to them, 850-378-1260. And anyone on my team can pick it up and go, okay, hey, we can help you here. And honestly, if they're not quite ready, we can get them there. There's a lot of first-time home buyer grants out there where it's forgivable if you have the home for 7 years. So they give you down payment assistance, which is really great. Or USDA loans, it's zero down, no PMI. That's private mortgage insurance. So it's really, really important that you connect with a true pro that understands these things to go, all right, again, let's look at your payment.
So if you're getting a 3.9% mortgage from a new home builder, there's no free lunch. They raise the price of the house to cover that.
Right now, they're struggling to get things sold. So that is how they're getting people in there. Their prices of their homes are on track with comps. It's not like the home, they're appraising and everything. So the homes are the appropriate value, but it's just how they're getting them moved. They're partnering with lenders.
So the buyer's protection against that is it's got to appraise?
Oh, yeah. It has to appraise. You have an out. You get a get out of the house free card.
There you go.
If it doesn't appraise. And we write this all in with our contracts. Like some contracts may not have it, but we put appraisal contingencies in there to make sure it appraises.
All right.
So it sounds like you're not a fan of buying now with a regular mortgage and then just intending to refinance when mortgage rates inevitably come down.
I am. I do like that. I just think if I was a young homeowner, I would go after maybe these newer homes just because of how I said, like the insurance, the bills and all that. However, a lot of our lenders have said, we will let you refinance for free. So buy the house now, refinance later. I'm always very curious what free means. They're saying that they will not charge any lender fees or whatnot. Your title company might have some title fees involved there, but if we close with the same place you originally closed on it, we can get a package together where it will be very little. So again, if 850-378-1260, we have lenders who have promised us this. So that is why you're going to get a better deal right now as a buyer. Because there's not as many buyers out there. If interest rates drop, everybody comes to town and wants to buy houses, and then you have the bidding wars, you have all that, and maybe you're at like a 5.5% interest rate. It would be smarter to buy now and then, yes, kind of suck up that higher interest rate until hopefully rates go down and then utilize that free refinance.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no
you
problem.
So
thanks
much
for calling.
Thanks for the call, Earl. We appreciate your questions. And if somebody else is interested in calling in, or if you have a text, a question about real estate, selling or buying your home, our expert is in the house, Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team from Levin Rinke Realty, 850-437-1620. That was a great question. Very interesting.
It was very good. When I bought my first home, it was before there was Zillow and the internet was still just like not great. I bought it in 2007 in the Bellevue area.
Right.
And I'm a kind of a control freak, surprise, surprise. but I did not have all the tools at my fingertips to know, hey, there's free money out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, money was borrowed and it was very difficult to get into a home where I wish I would have known, man, I could have utilized some grant money. I could have utilized all these different things. Or they would have said, hey, if you just go north of 9 Mile, you can do this thing called a USDA loan. Because I wasn't married to Bellevue area. I was fine anywhere. I just wanted to buy a house and go, oh my gosh, it's zero down and this. And we probably could have gotten the seller to pay the closing costs. So that is like a big part of my passion here is I want to make sure they know that stuff. Because I didn't know it. And,
sure.
Yeah, and it was tough.
Especially for first-time home buyers.
Yeah, letting them know. And the thing is, a lot of these programs, even if you're not a first-time home buyer, as long as you haven't owned a home for at least 2 years, you qualify. So it's not like, oh, you have to be 22 and young and living paycheck to paycheck. That's not even the rule. You can be making good money and be in your 40s and you just haven't owned a home in 2 years.
Right.
And you still qualify for a lot of these programs.
Which is great.
And a lot of them as well, like some have income limits, other ones don't.
Mm-hmm.
So again, utilize the resources out there.
So the key is having a realtor that knows these things.
Yes.
And very well versed, because it's changing all the time.
And ask you enough questions to really understand. And we were doing a team training the other day, and you would think that we were like FBI investigators trying to show, like, you know, okay, well, where does her daughter live? Why is her daughter not going to have it? Well, where's she going? When's she moving? And And it's not from being a nosy thing. It's, again, like being a reporter, getting to the bottom of the story, because we need to understand all that to best help you.
Right.
If you tell me you are moving for a job transfer in mid-July, I mean, your home should already be on the market. Yeah, we need to know all that. We're not waiting until July. So it's really asking enough questions and understanding them and hearing them.
Right.
It's like so frustrating when like people don't hear you.
No, I imagine so. Okay, so we've got some more texts coming in, Christina, questions about real estate. And if you have one, feel free to text it in or call at 850-437-1620. So this one's a little bit on a different topic, but what are the prices of land? Are they going up or down?
Oh, land varies. I mean, if you're on the water, it's different. Land takes a little longer to sell unless you are really giving it at a good price, because a lot more goes into it. You have to look at your plans, whether it's going to work. The financing's a little bit more tricky, and then the timeline too. Honestly, if a builder tells you 6 months, expect 12. I know this from experience, and I tell people that all the time, even the best builders in the world. There's storms, there's things outside of your control, there's tariffs, things always pop up, so expect that. So there's just not as many people with the capital to do that.
Right.
And as well, when you're building, typically more money is required, typically 20% they want, and then you have to pay the architect, that sort of thing.
And those are unexpected expenses that come along.
So it's not as easy as buying a home where it's very cut and paste. However, if that is your goal, meet with us and we can help you get you need a plan together. Because again, like if you already own a home, like do we maybe figure out a creative way of financing to like take a HELOC out on your home to get that 20%, see if you qualify for both. And I hope I'm not like getting too complicated. We can get a lender to do a rent assessment on your home to offset that debt to your income. And we're able to work all that. And that, again, and I hate sounding like record here, but really working with a pro. We had a deal that almost fell apart because somebody, it was not contingent on their home selling, but they decided to take a HELOC out on their home, like 2 weeks before closing, thinking it wouldn't be a big deal. It totally threw off numbers and it was a mess. And my seller would have cried and cried and cried. So I immediately, I told the buyer's agent, I'm like, can I step in and kind of take control here? I switched them to our lender because the other lender would not do a rent assessment of the home. They needed a signed lease and they didn't have a signed lease because they still live there. So I got my lender. She did a rent assessment, was able to offset it from debt to income. We closed on time.
Wow.
And at the closing table, that's what I told the seller. I was like, hey, I'm like, this got hairy for a second. And if it would have gotten hairy any longer, if I couldn't fix it, she'd be the first to know. But I was like, here's how I was able to fix it. And she she started crying. She's like, oh my gosh, that's so scary. Thank you for handling that. And I didn't even know it.
That's great. Okay. So the person that had sent the question in about the land prices to send a follow up and said they were specifically thinking about farmland. Is there
farmland.
A difference?
Farmland.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest, like I have someone on my team who's really, really good with farmland. I'm probably not the best one.
Okay.
But I have Taylor on my team who lives in Shamukla, and she knows all the things. So I'll need to ask her that question to see. Again, it's all about pricing. It's all about pricing at the end of the day. Yes, like a good marketing plan and having someone who looks for creative solutions. But if we're doing all that and it's not moving, it's ultimately price.
Now, is there a number that they could call to get in touch with Taylor?
Yeah, 850-378-1260. It rings the team, but you say, hey, I heard Christina on the radio and she said Taylor's a good farm girl and they'll get you in touch with her.
They'll know who it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, different people on my team have different strengths and that's the beauty of it.
Okay, I have another question for you. Okay, another text has come in. How do I build a new home on land I own, then sell my existing home? I can't pay two mortgages.
Yeah, so it's something called a construction to perm loan that you get when you're building on it. And the way it works is you pay interest only, and it's an adjustable rate while you're in that period. So if your builder takes out $50,000, you're paying interest only on that $50,000. And it's as he takes draws out. So at the beginning, it's not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Toward the end, it is a big chunk because you're paying almost that whole thing. But hopefully that's only for a couple of months you have that. An idea would maybe be like your home is a bank account. I like to like, and again, you have to be careful how you do it, but you have equity there and you can tap into that anytime you want and pull out lines of credit on mm-hmm. your home. Mm-hmm. This is not a way you should live all the time, but it can be useful when you're in that situation. So in your home, I would probably, to help you out with those two payments, get some sort of line of credit on it to help you with the transition and then sell your home as soon as you go into the new one.
Okay, great advice. These are some great questions that are coming in. I've got another one about land. I think we opened up a Pandora's box here, but a listener says, I want to buy some land for camping. So maybe out in Milton or Cantonment. How does that work?
So if you're bringing your RV out there, they're not all land allows that. We always get phone calls being like, hey, I want to bring my fifth wheel and live on the land, go off grid. There's very few areas that allow that
really?
In our
That's
area.
Interesting.
Yeah, Alabama's a little bit more the Wild West.
Okay.
And they allow that. But there are some areas in Santa Rosa County and Escambia County, hardly anything. And again, I'm not that great with this one, but mm-hmm. there are a few people on my team that know it like the back of their hand.
Okay. Thanks for that great question. If you have a question, we still got some time left. 850-437-1620. Talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. I just always find you so interesting. You have such a plethora, my favorite word, mm-hmm. of knowledge, because it's not just, I mean, we have talked a lot in the past about making the home look great for selling. We've gone down that road. But to hear you talking today about these are the things I don't know a thing about as a buyer
and
a seller.
And it's really like we want to be your home advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be on everyone's speed dial. Even if you don't need us now, tell all your friends like, okay, if you need any sort of advice, like if you go to your financial advisor, they're going to say, okay, let's look at the big picture and figure out what you should do. We're very good with that too when it comes to real estate.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, hey, I want to get into the investing game, talk to you and say, okay, let's look at a strategy. Here's how we can do it. And also figure out if you actually really want that. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be a landlord.
Right.
After we bring up a few points. Maybe
it's
you don't want short-term rentals. And I hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People think, oh my gosh, like, yeah, you'll make $70,000 a year on that condo. Well, once mm-hmm. we back out all the fees and everything, it's like, maybe you're breaking even and then you have a place you get to use. If you're cool with that, great. But you're not walking with $70,000 a year.
Sure.
And they, you know, different people hear different things on the internet, on social media. And that's where we can come in and help them out. Because there's a lot of people that bought Airbnbs that thought it was just going to be their get rich quick thing.
Their cash cow.
And a lot of them are getting out because it's like, oh my goodness, like I'm constantly having to keep the place up.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't as much fun as they thought it would be.
Right. Okay. We've got another question that just came in. And this is a great one because there's so many sites you mentioned earlier about Zillow and some of the other things, but how accurate are the websites in the estimation of a home's value?
Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all. Because
okay.
The way it works, it's Zillow. They look at, okay, if it's in a subdivision, it's a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in a subdivision and all the homes were built around the same year, they're around the same size.
That's a comparable
price. Yeah, so that's a lot easier. However, they don't know about all the upgrades you did to your home because they're just looking literally at location and price per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're doing it. Maybe they have data that you added that pool. Maybe they were able to pull that from the property appraiser. But most of the time, no. It's just like, okay, this area is $160 a square foot. This is 1,800 square feet, boom. Whereas we go in and go, oh my gosh, this is stunning. Like you have done an incredible job. This is so different. You added that pool. That brings value.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to figure out what the market would pay for it. So that's definitely always have us come over. And we get stumped sometimes. We do. And it's like, okay, like let's figure out how to do this. Let's like go back. Here's the land. Here's the house. We have a cool home that just hit the market. It's in East Hill. It's on Gadsden, and
mm-hmm.
it was built in 1938, and she completely renovated it. It has a pool, but it also has a detached unit where it could be two studio apartments.
Oh, wow.
Plus the house. Mm-hmm. And we listed that at $899, but we were like, okay, the home is probably worth $600. We add the pool, even though it cost her $100, I think an appraiser would give it maybe $50. Mm-hmm. This detached unit. And like we backed it out that way, trying to figure out price.
Right.
And are we always right? No, we aren't. But we're a whole lot closer than Zillow would be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. I should have screenshotted what Zillow had on that, but I think that they had like 400,000 or something.
Oh gosh,
so,
no. Yeah.
So a lot of times it's wrong, especially in waterfront areas.
Mm-hmm.
Have them differentiating waterfront from non-waterfront. You really need us there to do it.
Well, but also, like you said, the upkeeping of the home, the landscaping. I think I know the home that you're talking about, mm-hmm. and the landscaping is exquisite at that place. And there's in a great neighborhood. I mean, there's so many factors that come into play.
There really are, and that's really important. Like if you go online and the home next to you just sold for $299, but it was landscaped, perfect. It had nice backsplash. It was staged well. And your home has no grass. You painted right. all the walls purple.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably hasn't been cleaned since you bought it in 5 years.
Right.
Your home is going to have significantly less value. However, if you want to get it to where the other one is, that's where we'll step in and say, hey, here's my lawn guy. Here's my painter. Or here's some colors to do. If you want that price, you're going to have to bring it up.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. You really have to take care of your own property. Because I know when I sold my home in Gulf Breeze, my next door neighbor that had their home on the market over 8 months.
Mm.
I put mine on the market, we put fresh potted flowers in the front. Christina was part of this actual sale, but and it ended up, I got a cash offer that night.
Yeah, it's
then I wondered maybe I had it priced too low, but I don't think so.
That's never the case. We priced a home recently. It needed a ton of work at $199.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up going under contract at $215. So the market is going to determine your home.
Mm-hmm.
If it is priced too low, and it's not too low because we ended up, if we would have priced it at $215, I don't think we would have gotten all those showings.
Right.
And all those offers. We priced it where it should be. And then the market said, actually, we want to pay a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that often. And that's why when people are like, oh, did I price it too low? It's like, what's the alternative? You want it to sit and have crickets and no one come in and lowball
right.
you?
Right.
No, price
right.
it right.
Yeah. No, that's great. And again, that home didn't look good.
Yeah.
They hadn't done any of the things to make it look nice. And so that was probably the big difference.
Yeah. In my mind, when I walk into a home, if you're taking, apples to oranges, one that has been, it's staged, it smells good, it looks, they've done that extra stuff, the mm-hmm. landscaping, maybe added really nice backsplash, had really great taste. From just a standard cookie cutter home, sometimes I'll give it 10%, depending on it. Like, so if that $299 house, maybe I'd go, let's try and list it at $325.
Mm-hmm.
If I walk in, though, and then the $299 is your benchmark and the house is a wreck, I'm probably going to go, I think we're going to have to be $30,000 lower. I think, even though it doesn't cost that much to do it, that's the perceived value
right.
the buyer is giving it and saying, okay, I'm going to have to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how we look at it sometimes, going, okay, like where are we seeing those actually move
right.
and studying it?
So interesting because it is a complex topic.
It is.
It's not
it
just
is.
Selling and buying, but you're an expert on it, and that's why you're on the expert panel.
Yes.
We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty. So when you say the Leavenworth team, talk a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh, my team is awesome. We all are real estate geeks. We are constantly talking like, how do we get our home moves? How do we get more attention to this listing? What can we do? Because sometimes, the sellers don't want to change their price. So we're trying to get as creative as we can to get as many people in there as possible. But when you keep getting people in over, because we're doing our job, we're getting
right.
people in there. If they're not converting, it's likely price or the condition of the home,
mm-hmm.
Because we can't change the market.
Right.
We can't. So, but yeah, we're all full-time agents. As I'm talking to you, I would not pick up a phone call. My team, all of our phone numbers are shared inboxes. So it goes to them. It goes broadcast style. So they'll pick up.
Oh,
so if your home is listed,
we'll
never miss a sign call. Like mm-hmm. you want people picking up if somebody says they're interested in your house.
Absolutely.
You don't want it them getting called back 10 hours later. So someone is there able to be like, oh my gosh, you like 123 Main Street? Awesome. That home is so great and can sell it. Would you like to see it today? And then we can convert it and really tried to sell your home, which is great.
That's great. So we are about out of time. I can't believe
it. I know. Time flies when you're having fun.
Thanks for the calls and texts. It's always great to
hear
what
people are doing. Thank you for your questions. Getting. And you did stump me. Some of this land stuff, you definitely stumped me.
And we'll have to bring it back for the next show. All right. So talking with Christina Leavenworth, your contact info, website, all that good stuff.
Christina Leavenworth, just Google me. You'll find me. And phone number 850-378-1260. Put it on speed dial.
There you go. And you can always re-listen to this podcast on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. Click on Pensacola Expert Panel and click on Christina Leavenworth.